Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. We talked about a false flag at the Capitol. It's all about the effects and the aftershock, writes John Rappaport. The Capitol, ladies and gentlemen, breaking is a major covert op. All right, very serious stuff indeed. We also had an article from Ron Paul, which we'll get into here in just a minute with our esteemed guest. This is crazy stuff, folks, I'm telling you right now. We also talked about Tweet of the Week, Lindsey Graham. Twitter may ban me for this, but I willingly accept that. Your decision to permanently ban President Trump is a mistake. And then he goes on and he says this. The Ayatollah can tweet, but Trump can't. Sure tells you a lot about Twitter. Well, I don't agree with Lindsey on a lot of things, but in that one, he's spot on. What on earth is going on around here in the Republic? We'll get to that. Utahns were at the U.S. Capitol, and they report a completely different story. Yeah, than the mainstream press reports. I also had people on the radio with us last week, live at the Capitol, breaking things down. Not only live as it unfolded, but live after the fact, telling you the mainstream press is lying to you. Congress is dishonest. They're not telling you the truth about what happened with this false flag operation. And by the way, we talked about the Great Reset happens every Sunday. According to Alan Stevo, you can get on your knees and pray to Almighty God. The Great Reset can come every Sunday as you stand up and defend God, family, country, and as you get on your knees and pray to God and get guidance and love and confidence. And the Great Reset's usually talked about when it's government, tyrannical thugs, out of control, resetting society. This is a personal reset, the kind that's biblical. We also had our guest second hour, Dr. Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation is his goal. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And we talked about the Sabbath is to be a day of delight. It's a day with wonderful promises of blessing attached. It's the best day of the week because we have the privilege to spend time with our God and our family. We talked about the title of liberty in memory of our God, our religion, our freedom, and our peace, our wives and our children. Amen to that. We talked about Jeanine Pirro opening her show with a monologue directed at the bunch of freaks that breached the Capitol building, calling their actions deplorable, reprehensible, outright criminal, as well as frightening and repulsive. She's right, but she didn't name Trump supporters. She said, listen, the freaks that breached the Capitol building, some of them may have been Trump supporters, but for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, it is lawbreakers, criminals. It's not the masses that were politely, peacefully praying, trying to stand for what they believe in. The majority was betrayed. We'll talk about that. Parler, by the way, is now offline after Amazon cut it off. And its CEO said it could be down for up to a week. Apple shut them down as well. Apple, Google, Amazon, all three attacking Parler. Why? Because they say that it's because of violence will break out and the instigators of violence don't need a platform. But they lie. They don't want the truth to come out. The truth about so many things, we'll get to that. Big tech claims they're taking down Trump because they don't want to further risk the incite of violence. Twitter suspends Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn, Lynn Woods, and others. Trump said he would look at the possibilities of building out our own platform Well, you're a day late and a dollar short, President Trump. We've been telling you to do this for years, buddy. Appreciate it. What should Trump do now, people are asking? Rush Limbaugh says, make America great again will not go away. Attorney Lynn Wood is under investigation by the Secret Service over a post. So there you have it. Where do we go from here, you might ask? How do we deal with all this, you might ask? Let's dig into it with our buddy who's been around in the political circles for quite some time, Larry Pratt. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, and it's great to be with you. As always, thanks so much for doing this show for such a long time. I know it's an effort, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. I sure appreciate you and all that you've done for the sacred cause of liberty and continue to do, I might add. Now, this headline is very interesting. There's two headlines. One, well, let's say this. Let me say it this way. John Rappaport writes the article, and here's what he says. False flag at the Capitol. It's all about the effects and the aftershots, writes John Rappaport. Okay, the Capitol break-in, listen carefully, is a major covert operation. Like all staged events, the planned after effects are the most important pieces. Then Ron Paul follows up and writes an article, Capitol Chaos, Ron Paul. These articles really highlight what's going on here. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying there was not a Trump supporter in the mix. I'm sure there were some Trump supporters that took advantage of it for their own reasonings, their own popularity, their own whatever. I'm sure some people are angry and evil. There's that kind of element in every group to some degree. And I'm sure a couple of Trump supporters thought they could actually be in there and just thought it was a fun party. And then when they got in there, they realized it was a little more gnarly than they had intended. But here's the bottom line. Hundreds of thousands were at the peaceful rally. Thousands went to the Capitol, but only a few hundred at top even went inside, much less created damage. Right now, they've only got 13 that are arrested on federal charges. Others are being let go left and right. The FBI now panicking, going, oh my goodness, we've got to go on a manhunt to find the rest of these people. But the truth is, very few people went on the offensive and did destroy private property and were violent. And I submit they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. However, I'm not going to back away from the fact that most people were peaceful and they're getting an unfair rap by government and in the media, Larry Pratt.
Indeed. And there's one thing that I've seen very little attention of, but it's a timeline. I don't have the article I read in front of me, but there were demonstrators down in front of the White House on the Ellipse, and the president spoke to them, and then the matter was over, and that was around, I think, 1 o'clock. Well, most of the, quote, fun and games started at the Capitol maybe within 15 minutes of the president finishing. To walk from the White House to the Capitol is a tad over a mile. That is not something that somebody's going to do in 10 or 15 minutes. And yet the action, the violence, was underway well before the group could have made it from the White House.
So let's be very clear. The point is, the people that committed the violence and breached security and went on the offensive belligerently weren't even the people at the rally for the most part. The rally people showed up later. And most of them are testifying, what the heck are you talking about? That's not at all what happened or what it looked like to me. And both narratives have a validity of truth. But the ones that truly had evil intent, they weren't even at the rally, or they left the rally early. Who knows? But they weren't legitimately with the body of people we're discussing that were at the peaceful rally.
That's exactly the point. And this has been manufactured by the media as a get Trump going away present, if you will. They are bound and determined to blame any kind of conservative or right of center public demonstration as violent, even though, as you've been pointing out, that's just not a tenable argument if you are aware of what actually happened. And I would submit that, having lived around here for some time, you don't make that walk from the White House to the Capitol in 15 minutes.
Well, and especially when there's throngs of people, there's crosswalks, there's lights, there's, what I mean is it's not just a, I can run there. It's full of reality, right?
I've walked
these places where cops are everywhere, and at every, you know, street crossing and everything else, you've got to wait, you've got to this, you've got to that, there's throngs of people, you can't just, like, boogie over there.
Well, even before I had a chance to dig into this, I, knowing other conservatives as I do, I was suspicious when I heard this, that this was something that legitimate people from out of town, from wherever, had come to show their support for the President of the United States. That just didn't seem like anything I had ever seen. And indeed, the more we dig into this, the more we're finding out that we shouldn't accept the media narrative. In fact, the question probably should be asked right off, when should we ever accept the media narrative? If they tell us it's 8 o'clock in the morning, we better check our watch.
Now, let me ask some questions, because I don't know where to go from here. So the media literally lies. The mainstream big tech folks are shutting down people over what they call threat of violence or fake news or whatever other lame excuse they want to give. Government, Congress is in bed with this. Even President Trump is backing off going, well, I might share some blame and I want a peaceful transition. And to me, we need to acknowledge the truth, which is exactly what President Trump said. We'll tell you about it. Larry Pratt with me. Hang tight.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, Larry, I got a statement I want to throw out here and get your take on this really quick.
Shoot.
False flag at the Capitol. The Capitol break-in was a major covert operation. It was a staged event, intentional chaos. And I sadly report that, and I'll tell you why, because there's no other conclusion we can come to. I'm telling you, I had people go to the Capitol, literally live there, saying, one girl said this, I was right at the Capitol entrance, a couple of levels up, and I saw somebody try to break some windows, and I tried to stop them. And some other people tried to stop them. Before you know it, the crowd pushed me inside the Capitol. Cops arrested me. They used hand ties and tied me up. They brought me down through some tunnels. They eventually had me exit the tunnels into a media op. Once the photos were all taken, they took me to a private place. They took down all my information and let me go. First-hand testimony on Liberty Roundtable Live, Larry.
It shows me that they were using rent-a-cops, which I've seen reported. They had a lot of people that didn't know what they were doing, that weren't capable of professional behavior, and there may well have been some ulterior motives. There may well have been a unit of cops that were there on a particular mission to discredit the conservatives that were there. I have a daughter that was there at that demonstration, and she wasn't on the side of the Capitol that we normally see. She had walked up from the direction of the White House and was on that huge lawn out on that side of the Capitol. So she didn't see a lot of this stuff, but she certainly saw the people that were there, and it was like so many other gatherings of conservatives. It was a cheerful group. It was a group that was there, obviously, just to defend the president. They were disappointed at the way things were going, but they were not violent. They were there with a very fine spirit.
Now, I find this interesting because you could say, well, Sam, just because your people didn't see it, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. The Capitol's huge. There's all four sides. There's, you know, different time frames, different timelines. I get it. I understand.
Sure.
But I also know the majority of the American people are not violent, including Trump supporters. Remember, it was Maxine Waters that literally said, hey, don't let the conservatives go anywhere. Don't let them be peaceful. Get in their face in restaurants. Get in their face. Okay, so if we're going to talk about rhetoric, the Democrats have it, their head handed to them, if we're going to be candid, open, and honest. Furthermore, the insinuation that President Trump advocated for violence is a lie. You listen to that speech. We need to fight for, and what he really meant was, hey, congressmen and senators, to demand a true debate, to demand a true investigative, their hope was to get an investigative, a 10-day audit of the elections to try to get to the bottom of it, since the courts would not discuss the cases based on the merits. They threw it all out on technicalities or lack of standing kind of a thing. And the idea was, hey, Congress is our last chance, really, to get to the bottom of this peacefully. That was the intent of the president. That was the intent of most of the people that used their First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble, sir. And some intentional provocateurs ran it off the rails. And now the government, the media, in lockstep to hand out fake news with serious, serious treasonous repercussions, sir.
The left has been involved in twisting what conservatives say for a long time. You may recall that when Sarah Palin was in the national picture, she had signed a letter that talked about target districts. And somehow that was made to sound as if the Alaska hunters with their scoped rifles were going to come and take out some of these liberal members of Congress. Target districts is something that Republican and Democrat politicians, be they elected office holders or those that work for them, that's part of the parlance. That's the way they speak, and it makes a lot of sense. You don't spend your money across the board everywhere. You target your resources so that they have maximum impact. And yet it was made out as if Sarah Palin wasn't going after Barr anymore. She was coming after them liberal politicians, you know.
And she was going ahead and creating an insurrection in the country.
Exactly.
Okay, this is absolutely bogus. Now, let me give you a couple of other headlines that dovetails with this dishonest satanic narrative straight from the pit of hell. Headline says, pictures posted on Twitter on Wednesday appeared to show nooses made from ropes and other material during the riot on Capitol Hill. There now. Okay, now the problem that I have with this is I thought Twitter wasn't allowing anything violent on their platform, but yet they allow these, quote, nooses made out of ropes and No offense, but I don't know anybody that's making nooses, okay? Now, there might be a whacked out person or two that's got mental instability or something, but I'm telling you, only provocateurs put nooses in the mix, because the second they do, now it's got racial tensions, it's got murder intentions, it's got, but there's no evidence of who put these ropes there, that these pictures are even from the same event. I mean, we can go on and on and on with the journalistic violations here. On moral grounds, Larry Pratt, this is insanity.
Sam, the last time we heard the left whine about nooses and somehow these were being used as a racist threat against black Americans, it turned out they had been they were pictures of the quote-unquote noose, the actually a loop that people many times have in their garages to pull down the door. And those were the nooses.
Yeah, so it was about this race car driver. And the idea was that somehow the whole race car industry or whatever else was against the black race car driver. And no offense, the black guy ain't even that good in his field, number one. But number two, it turned out to be a bunch of bunk. And we see this over and over. But when you start to say, hey, we're not going to allow any violence on our platform, so shut down President Trump, shut down Giuliani, shut down Ron Paul, shut down all these people. And then when you hear that they put pictures of nooses posted on Twitter, why aren't they taking down those violent attempts, number one? And number two, how do we know these photos are real? How do we know they're from the same event? How do we know that they're really nooses? Meaning you can have a rope tied a gazillion ways, and one's a noose, one's just a loop. Even if there is a noose, you know, how do you know or not know what it's for? All I'm saying is you can't go there, sir, or your whole journalistic integrity is completely destroyed just on the intentions of what it leads to and makes you believe. That's what they're accusing us of, but now look what they're doing. From the rhetoric of Maxine Waters that I pointed to these nooses, they've got serious, serious problems. But if Donald waffles, who else will push back besides me, Larry?
And at least as of yesterday, some of these very sites that were so concerned about the language of parlor and whatnot, these hosting sites have plenty of places where you can go and find postings or even sites maintained by the regime of the Ayatollahs in Iran and other similarly thuggish, murderous groups of politicians called state officials. They're okay on Twitter and some of these other sites, but somehow they've decided that they're just going to manufacture a narrative to discredit conservatives, and it certainly is something that gun owners should be concerned about, because the armed American has always been front and center about the concerns, the supposed concerns anyway, of the left, because they know that anybody with a gun is dangerous.
Where do we go from here, Larry? If we let this stand, what does America look like in 10, 20, I don't know, maybe even 5 years?
I was going to say, you don't have to put the point out too very far, and maybe not even 5 years, because we've got a Democrat administration with President Harris and even President-elect Biden has referred to her as President-elect because he knows his health is not going to likely enable him to remain in office very long. And so you've got the most liberal member of the United States Senate, perhaps of the whole Congress, although that would be saying something too, about to assume the reins of power. I would say that we're at a very serious point, because the left, one thing that's different about them from almost all Republicans, when they have a chance, they move and they move fast.
Amen to that. I'll prove the point in seconds. Larry Pratt, let's break this down. The FBI just released something I'll tell you about too. Hang tight, everybody. Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
WUSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI, in an internal FBI bulletin, is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The new social media platform Parler has been dropped by Amazon Web Services. That in itself has made finding a new hosting service almost impossible. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
After Parler was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the social media app has gone dark, having their web hosting canceled by Amazon. The company is suing Amazon over their shutdown, calling the move motivated by politics and anti-competition. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Matzy tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many obstacles to overcome.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem. We'll call up a new vendor, right? We call up the vendor. We're all good to go. And then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day and hopefully soon, as soon as possible. But this is a real challenge. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own everything in order to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Larry Pratt, talking about the sacred cause of liberty, as always, on your radio. So check this headline out. This is it, just proving how dishonest the mainstream press is, okay? This is the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. This is the group that Donald said he was going to take down and never did. This is the group now that has Donald on the ropes, and they're... financial support has never been better, and they're rocking and rolling, and poor Donald's on the ropes. Sad, because President Trump, you know what, he punches back, but if he gets hit too hard, he just gets dazed. I don't mean to be rude to the president. I'm just telling you right now, he gets dazed. He doesn't know what to do. What he should be doing is doubling down. He should be helping release the Kraken, as Sidney Powell says. He should be saying, all right, folks, you want to get released? Let's release the JFK assassination. Let's find out a Barack's birth certificate. Let's go ahead and get to the bottom of all these scandals, and you'll see who's who in the truth war. But President Trump not doing any of that. He's gone quietly away. You say, well, he can't get his word out on Facebook. He can call Liberty Roundtable Live. I'll put him on the radio. You say, Sam, you're just a nobody. Yeah, that's right. You can say that, but you know what? President Trump would become somebody overnight, and so would I. Okay, President Trump needs to double down and say, look, I didn't cause any riots whatsoever. That's a flat-out satanic lie from the pit of hell. And I'm going to prove to you guys how dishonest these people are. And he could do it very easily. Here's the headline from the New York Times to make the point. It says this. Investigation into rioters yields charges and arrests as FBI examined videos. It makes you sound like, man, the FBI... is just getting to the bottom of it. They got this wholesale. They're taking names, kicking butt, throwing down, arresting everybody. By golly, they're getting to the bottom. When you read the story, you want to know what the next line says that no one gets to read? Because no one reads past the headlines? Here's what it says. Federal prosecutors backed off their suggestion that President Trump could be investigated for inciting the violence. So the next line after that massive headline making you believe they're just getting to the bottom of it says they can't even tie it to President Trump directly like their assertions. They don't have any evidence at all or any proof to the point where they've already had to back off. Prosecutors are already backing off of this. Okay? Now, they promised an exhaustive investigation into the violence, they say. But when you dig into it, you know how many people they've arrested so far that they think they can make charges stick for, Larry?
Oh, maybe zero.
Oh, 13 who they say face federal charges. So 13 people they claim are guilty, but we must remember they're not guilty until proven so. They're innocent until proven guilty in America. But we're talking about 13 people. Now, I agree that somebody went in there and committed violence and drug out furniture and destroyed property, and there's a few of those. But where are their origins? Who are they? Are they really peaceful Trump supporters? Okay, but a day earlier, the prosecutor said, we're investigating anyone involved, not only the rioters. Don't you expect to get away from it? Anyway, and now they're already backing off. The New York Times blatantly admits it because they don't have evidence. They don't have truth. They're full of baloney. And this headline for the New York Times proves it. Who is standing up boldly for the president and for the truth like this, Larry? Do you know anybody hardly?
The voices aren't getting out there, that's for sure. There even some conservative spokesmen had been very disappointing in some of their statements. It sounded almost as if they were accepting the liberal narrative of what had happened. And it was just so obvious. I've seen this movie before, and so have you, Sam. This is not the kind of thing conservatives do. This was a, I guess the term is black flag. This was a put-up job. This was a counterfeit to blame conservatives, to further intimidate conservatives, to keep them shut up so that the left can just go merrily along its course to socialize and tyrannize here in America.
Now listen to the next headline from the Washington Times. Check this out. The New York Times. National Desk section. Manhunt is on for marauders at the U.S. Capitol. Yeah, they're nationwide. Government officials have embarked on a nationwide manhunt as they grapple with the fallout of the failure to protect the Capitol. Justice Department, the FBI, they're on a nationwide manhunt to track down scores of folks at the Capitol last week there. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but look, you got flight manifests for most of these people. Okay? You've arrested a bunch of them already. They're not on a nationwide manhunt. They're on a hunt to find the most extreme, egregious examples. Some guy with some horns on his head. Some other guy that's got his feet up on the desk. Some other guy. These media ops, these photos. The girl that I interviewed live, she gave her name. Her name is Vicky or Victoria. She basically said, look, they paraded me for a media op before they let me go. I was guilty of nothing, and they know it. But they beat her up even. And I said, are you going to sue the cops over it? And she said, no. I know they're just trying to do their job. But this is the point that I'm getting at. Are we going to be able to break the dishonest narrative going on here? Or are they going to literally be able to use a few examples, literally virtually hang President Trump with their own noose of dishonesty and have the American people just stupid enough to buy it and have enough, not enough of us in the media to set the record straight? Is that what's really going to happen?
Sam, I think we might be looking at a redux of the Reichstag fire, something that the Nazi goons perpetrated before Hitler had actually taken power. And it was a dust-up to make it look as if the communists were the ones that needed to be trodden underfoot Not that the communists are any different from the Nazis, but it was a turf battle, and the one mafia group was warring it out with the other mafia group. And so through history, we hear about the Reichstag fire in the German parliament, and it was blamed on the communists, and it further enabled Hitler to make his grab for power and consolidate it because he was fighting those communists. Baloney.
Well, and that's my fear. I don't know that we have enough media, especially if President Trump isn't going to use what he has. I don't know if we have enough media to set the record straight. Look, this was a false flag. This is completely bogus. The police literally did not have enough presence to make a difference, even though they knew there was serious threats. They claim they didn't, but they got caught lying on that already. Now we find out that people tried to bring in the National Guard and gave warning. There was a battle with Larry Hogan. He wanted to send National Guard across the border to help stop this. They denied him at the last minute. They finally said yes. This all started to break loose before 2 o'clock, but yet it wasn't even until close to 4 that they even approved the National Guard to come. This was by design, and if you break down the timeline, as you wisely pointed to, and you break down who's who, you'll find out that literally hundreds of thousands of peaceful people wanted to advocate for their representatives to have a 10-day audit to look into the election. Fraud. And what happened was this insurrection that's created by insiders literally took the cake, and at 4 in the morning while you and I are sleeping, nobody had the ability to bring up or debate or, push for an audit. Pence caved, betrayed President Trump, and then at 4 in the morning they passed this thing. We never had a true debate, the two-hour debates that were promised for every contesting of state certifications. We never had a possibility of a 10-day audit or even a vote for that because everybody caved to the false flag-generated narrative, which is we're not going to discuss this now. If you bring it up, you're not even a patriot. How dare you, in the wake of these belligerents destroying the country, these insurrectionists led by the President of the United States, they're creating a coup right under our nose, sir. And right now, there's nobody pushing back that I can see really with force but me. And when I say force, I don't mean violent force. I mean my free speech ability to call it as I see it.
And for those that may try, it could well be that they're going to end up being deplatformed the way Parler was.
Deplatformed or what else? Maybe even arrested, maybe even prosecuted, maybe even sued. Now, as far as I understand, these election people are going to sue Sidney Powell. Okay, but here's my point about Sidney Powell. Let's go ahead and have that 10-day audit. Let's go ahead and see about Sidney Powell's evidence. The courts would never even consider her evidence.
Right.
So now we're going to we're going to sue her. Will she be able to get her evidence out in the lawsuit?
And by the way, the amount of money being sought in that suit is over $1 billion. That's a joke. That is simply intended to intimidate not only Sidney Powell, but anybody else who might be thinking of following suit and doing anything similar to what Sidney Powell has been doing. You're just not allowed to say the emperor has no clothes, or we're going to teach you, buddy.
Now, Dominion Voting Systems filed a $1.3 billion lawsuit against Sidney Powell. It's a defamation lawsuit, accusing her of orchestrating this idea about election fraud. But here's the deal. If we can't even let Sidney get her evidence to the courts, how can they sue her over this? And the bottom line is the courts are so corrupt, they may get their way.
One thing 2020 has made crystal clear. For liberty lovers, hope lies where it always has, in our own hands. So join us at Liberty Hall on Saturday, January 16th for a preparedness fair with speakers on topics from health to food growing, prepping supplies, first aid, self-reliance, and more. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 16th. Go to lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today. And gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
While the mainstream press peddled the porn of fake news saying Donald Trump created the violence, he was the instigator, the insurrectionist, the chief insurrectionist, they lie, and now federal prosecutors are already being forced to back off of their suggestion that President Trump could be even investigated for inciting the violence. There's not even any evidence they could be even investigated for it. They freely admit in the New York Times. But Dominion Voting Systems filed a nearly $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit against Sidney Powell, accusing her of, quote, orchestrating a demonstrably false conspiracy theory about the company's role in the 2020 elections. Now, here's the point. The next headline says Facebook announced that they were banning all content that mentions the phrase stop the steal. So if you don't even have your free speech to mention stop the steal anymore because they take you down, and Sidney Powell and others who have tried to get lawsuits, all the lawsuits are rejected on either one, a technicality, and or two, you don't, quote, have standing. I don't see how Sidney Powell, at first she might welcome a lawsuit and say, hey, bring it on, I'll use discovery and clean your clock. Not if they never give you discovery, sir.
Well, the one of the complaints against her was that she hadn't suffered any harm. I would say by now, when you're looking at a $1.3 billion lawsuit, that's a harm. Just the cha-ching of retaining the lawyers to make your initial defense, that is going to cost, has already cost her, I'm sure, a bundle.
Well, we know that when Richard Mack went to the Supreme Court, it cost over $500,000 to get done, to make your point. So it is very expensive, to say the least. But here's the deal. While that's going on, the liberals are ratcheting it up even further. You're going to have Kamala Harris, literally the president, because Joe Biden's going to melt down here soon and have health issues, and Kamala's going to take over. And then all they got to do is make Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, what, Speaker of the House? And then, what, she's third in line kind of a thing. Man, you mentioned these people move fast, and there you go. We didn't even know who this bartender was a couple of years ago. Now she's literally in line to be the president of the United States, and she's whacked out communist crazy.
The bartender that's drunk on power. quite a rise to power, and it really, as much as I hate to say it, you have to concede that the left is able to pull off some mighty impressive power plays. We used to call them coup d'etat. This has been a coup against President Trump that began at least the time he went down the escalator to make his announcement for his candidacy for the presidency. And they have been after him hammer and tong day and night ever since then. It's remarkable that he was able to win the popular vote, and I do believe that he did. I've read enough to see that, well, for instance, when you have a quarter of a million more votes in one place than are registered to vote, Houston, I think we have a problem.
Well, and when you also have numbers going backwards for somebody, it showed on the screen certain numbers and then it showed less. How do you get less as the votes continue? So there's all kinds of anomalies that are problems. But here's my question. Why is Donald Trump literally kowtowing to them now? Why doesn't he stand up boldly? Why doesn't he release something? He could find something in the archives and release enough things to prove their fraudulent, evil, satanic intent. Why don't we fire back and expose these people? Look, Maxine Waters' comment about, get in the face of everybody at restaurants and in any public places, that rhetoric is 10 times more than President Trump articulated. How come we don't push back? I feel like I'm the only one that's really pushing back, Larry.
I've thought about why doesn't the president expose some of these things. He has certainly said that he might just lay a bunch of this stuff out. Well, the problem is he can give that order, but then as it is delivered to the Department of Justice or the FBI or the CIA or whatever, they look at the order and they say, he said what? and they just throw in the wastebasket. And especially now with just hours to go before he's out of office, they have no interest in following any of his orders. But this was, I think, the problem all along. The Lone Ranger was the Lone Ranger. He had precious few allies.
Well, and I agree with every bit of that, but I will say this. He didn't surround himself with the right people, and he didn't go to the right media people either.
No, he came, I think, unprepared for the battle that he was going to be in. As savvy a guy as he is, I don't think he realized that just how intensely true it is that people are policy.
Well, and he underestimated the swamp, as all of us have done over and over and over. Every time I think I understand the swamp, I go, whoa.
Fair
I didn't
point.
Realize they'd go to this level. And I'm not trashing Trump over that. I'm just saying all of us still have some faith in America. And when you see how evil and diabolical and how dishonest and immoral and what lengths they'll go to hang on to power, every one of us gets shocked into going, whoa, I knew it was gnarly, but I didn't realize that it was this egregious. Here's the latest headline from the FBI, Larry. The FBI released an internal bulletin claiming armed protests are being planned in all 50 U.S. state capitals, including Washington, D.C. Your response to this?
Well, first of all, I would caution us from using the terminology other state capitals to include Washington, D.C. It most definitely is not a state. But I think the purpose of that must be to further intimidate conservatives. And so if you're thinking of exercising your First Amendment rights and to demonstrate peacefully, which is the language of the First Amendment, that's a message to you that you thought it was tough on January 6th up there on Capitol Hill. Well, Bucko, if you go to these state capitals, you haven't seen anything yet.
Now, I pray that we don't have violence or armed conflict in any of the state capitals in America, but I would be pushing back against that internal memo and saying, you know what? I want to know what evidence and proof you have. Because
yes.
You are the people that said nothing was going to happen in D.C., even though there was evidence everywhere on the internet that provocateurs were gearing up. Now you're the people that claim that you have the internal knowledge this is happening at all 50 states in a violent kind of way. So you went from zero nothing, in fact, laughing at us for suggesting that you need to be careful and gear up a little bit, to now suggesting that we got a war in every single state in the union, armed conflict coming to your doors. They've got heads up on this thing. I want to know the evidence for such an outrageous claim, because I don't believe it for 2 seconds. Now, if you say, hey, in certain states, there might be something like that. Okay. But all 50 states? Who's organizing it? Give me more details. You're making statements without any evidence. So I'm going to use the phrase of the mainstream press. Without evidence, without credible evidence, the FBI has an internal bulletin claiming there's going to be armed protests in every single state, including D.C., so 51 locales. I don't believe it for a second, Larry.
No, it doesn't have the ring of truth, but I think it is part of the mind fake that's been underway now for some time. And it's another effort to discourage conservatives and other freedom lovers in this country from expressing their views, from doing it publicly, from getting together, from having from exercising their First Amendment rights. And this is a power play that the it seems to me that the deep state, as we now call it, the elite, are more and more brazenly willing to come forth and say, you shut up and get out of the public square. You don't have any legitimate place there. And if you're there, it's illegitimate, and we'll arrest you.
And you must be tied to armed insurrection ideology.
Absolutely.
Now, the bottom line, though, is this. If the president of the United States can't have his orders carried out as president, and if the president of the United States is considered the chief insurrectionist, even though the New York Times blatantly says we can't even investigate the idea that President Trump was the leader of some kind of a riot or insurrection, all right, they literally, federal prosecutors already backed off their suggestion that President Trump could even be investigated for starting the violence or for inciting the violence. If that's the case, where they can make that kind of a claim, but yet know full well it's not even legitimate, and the president can't have his orders carried out, when Americans see more and more and more of this, I am not advocating for violence, but I'm telling you, they're creating the very pushback they say that is wrong and that they don't want by their, at some point, as Ammon Bundy said in the past, and I say now, you know, with Sidney Powell, no justice, with President Trump, no justice, right on down to you and me being called insurrectionists, and we don't even dare peacefully assemble anymore. At some point, they will create the very violent revolution they claim that we're guilty of, that we're trying every peaceful way to stop. They will be the ones who have created it.
Indeed. If they can pull this off, this theft of an election in plain sight, there's really not much doubt as to what happened. We've mentioned already the evidence that's out there that some very strange things happened, some very illegal things happened in this election. And now they turn around and say, and for you to say anything about it, you're just a conspiracy nut, and you're not going to be allowed to talk like that. Really? So what does the First Amendment mean? Well, we've chuckled in the past, but I think it's more and more the case that, yeah, we're free to say anything we want as long as we are saying things that are agreeable to the deep state.
Ladies and gentlemen, this smacks of serious, serious concern. I'm pushing back quite hard because I believe the narrative is flat out dishonest and we can prove it. And I'm defending President Trump in so much of his peaceful intentions and of his desire to get to the bottom of vote fraud and have true accountability. And I realize that a few bad apples have spoiled the barrel, but for the most part, there's been a lot of good people trying to get involved in America. And what we can't do is get them disenfranchised to where they feel like it'll do no good and they pack up and go home. We've got to reject the violence and the abuse and the wrongs and the criminal activity, the destruction of private property and the violence. But we cannot back away from what's right and true. There still is election fraud, and we still need to find a way to get to the bottom of it and vet it and have transparency and accountability. We have got to push on these things, and we cannot go away. I don't know that anybody's making that case very boldly. I almost stand alone.
About all of this and our threat to the public order and all of that. Let's ask these folks with their tut-tut, where were they when Antifa was burning cities across the country? And we even have this iconic, maybe it was a CNN reporter, standing in front of a burning block of city buildings, saying that the demonstration has been mostly peaceful. You know, these people are so Orwellian in the use of words, they really are carrying out 1984. And if folks haven't read the novel 1984, it would be worth a read to see how language gets turned on its head and freedom is slavery.
Do you think I'm pushing back too hard?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm pushing back too hard, Larry?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think we've got to do what you've been doing because the people need to be confronted with it. Yeah, this is what you're seeing. Don't let them intimidate you. You are seeing something dreadful happening.
Because I feel like besides me, I don't hear anybody directly, boldly pushing back that hard.
It needs to be done.
They better
Sam.
Get on it, and they better get on it fast, folks. Larry, thank you, sir.
Hey, good to be with you. Thank you.
Larry Pratt doing a phenomenal job as always. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it seems like I'm pushing hard and that I'm dismissing critical things. I am not. I acknowledge them and I say prosecute to the fullest extent of the law to anybody who's engaged in criminal behavior. But let's also have the truth. Stand tall. For Sam Bushman and Larry Pratt, God save the Republic of the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth.